welcome to the West Chiropractic Podcast, episode 22. We're back on a roll here. We're 2 weeks on the bounce. So thank you for your patience and for giving us some ideas to work on for these next few podcasts as well, because we cover quite a lot of content. And if you ever read our blogs that are on the website and they come out in the weekly email on a Sunday, we cover a huge range of topics. And it's so, so important that we can answer the questions that you, the clients, and the people that consume our content can ask us and are telling our front desk and our chiropractors. So yeah, super important for that. So thank you so much for all your ideas. And thank you so much for all your feedback on the last podcast we did about the cold water therapy, the Wim Hof style. Got a lot of good feedback on that. And I got a lot of stick as well from some friends and some clients saying, you know, what are you doing in that cold bath? And you're doing that stupid breathing. But hey, listen, I love it. And I'm not one to shy away from looking silly, especially on camera. So it's all fine. But thanks for your support. And for those of you who are asking as well, the ice tub that we get is from Lumi Therapy. So that's L-U-M-I Therapy. It's roughly about £95. The wait list for it, I had to wait about 6 weeks. So if you are thinking about getting one for Christmas, I would actually suggest one getting now, because otherwise you're going to miss the boat. They're becoming really, really popular. There are other ones like that available. They're super simple. So if you're looking for kind of like a proper hot tub vibe, cold therapy bath, this is not the one for you. I don't know if you ever followed Joe Wicks, but he's got an amazing full hot tub, which is just cold the whole time. It's just leveled out at 5 degrees. So if you're looking for that, you know, you've got to spend a little bit more. But these are a relatively low investment, especially, you know, this is a bonus of living in the UK. It starts to get very cold now. You don't actually need to put any ice in it. It's just outside. There's a lid that goes on top. I change the water every week, and I think you can even put some very light bromelain tablets in there, so it's not as harsh as chlorine, to keep the water pure or clean, as it were. Don't go drinking that, but yeah, so it's relatively inexpensive, which is a really good way to clear your mind and help with your recovery. And it's getting really tricky this week as well. One of the clients, she actually called me out on this. I'll say her first name, Jazz. She said, how's it all going? I said, I haven't actually done it for the last 2 weeks, purely because it's gone from 9 degrees down to 6 degrees in the water. And I just get my legs in after I've been for a cycle. And she was like, you can't be talking about doing cold water therapy and not getting your whole body in. You've got to do the whole thing. So last 2 days, I'm in there doing my 5 minutes, mind over matter. Get in there, do the things that you don't want to do. I think that's a good, it's always a good metaphor for life, isn't it, I think? So without further ado, this week, we're getting some amazing questions coming in. The number one question that we've got, I think 6 people asked us this. They said, why is it that for the last 2.5 years, I've been having a problem with my back? And we keep tracing this back to the one and only, the big lockdown that we had. So as you remember, back in 2020, I have to think now, 2020? Yeah, it was 2020, wasn't it? 2020, the start of 2020 is obviously when the coronavirus struck the world. And around about the end of March time, we were forced to be at home for 8 weeks on a strict lockdown. Work moved home. Lots of people were using their laptops from dining room tables. I know a lot of our clients were using their laptops in bed or on their sofas. And now there's very few of us that are back in the office 5 days a week as we were pre-COVID, pre-pandemic. And most of us are doing some sort of hybrid working where we're working from home and working in the office part-time. This causes amazing flexibility issues. And, you know, I know the world has changed, and, you know, we're managing really well with my wife being able to work from home a lot of the time. Allows her to be more flexible with our kids and be more flexible just how really we manage our lives, which is great. But it does mean that she's working in a completely different setup. So if I use her as an example, we have a dining room table that often when I work from home, I'll jump on. And then she has a workstation in the corner, which is kind of like a cupboard that closes away. It's in our kitchen diner area. So she refuses to get a proper office chair. And I've done some work on there a little bit when I've done a couple of days working from home. And the dining room chairs are so painful if you sit on them for more than an hour. Like, I'm sorry if you come around our house for dinner, because those chairs are awful. So I said to her, let's get a decent office chair that you can sit on. It's going to support your back and get you in the best position. And I can't believe I'm sending you this, but she said, that's going to look horrible in the kitchen diner. Like, we can't have that. And I said, Charlotte, this is your body. Like, you need to look after your body. And she finally sort of came around. This is after sort of months of me just badgering her the whole time, saying, listen, you can't sit on that. That's going to cause you loads of problems. And she then sort of said, like, okay, fine, we'll get a decent office chair that still looks nice with the furniture, and, you know, it's not going to stand out like a sore thumb in the kitchen. So we're still yet to get the office chair. I've sent her a few ideas. So hopefully maybe I'll get that one for Christmas and see what she says. But this is what we're facing. And I know a lot of people are doing similar things. Not maybe because of that, you know, the vainness, but they're saying that, yeah, it's fine if I sit on this dining room chair for a day a week or 2 days a week, but actually that's going to cause real problems in the long run. So really, really make sure that your work setup at home is as good as your work setup at the office. So the first thing you want to be doing is making sure that you're not sitting for too long. Because sitting, as they say, is the new smoking, causes a lot of compression on the lower part of your back, causes the head to round forwards, affects your posture, not only your posture, but your discs. And when the head starts to come forwards, someone told me this on the weekend, a chiropractor, a research has just come out suggesting that for every 20 degrees of head tilt, as in the head going down, it puts an extra 3 to 5 centimeter stretch on your spinal cord. So if you think about those nerves right at the base of your spine, under how much tension they're under, it's not going to take too much to actually cause them to start becoming symptomatic. So it's really important that you have your head in a good position when you're sitting. And when you're not sitting, I would suggest just trying to walk around as much as you can. I take all phone calls standing up. I move around the whole time just to ensure that my body gets a reset and we're not compressing those discs over a long period of time. So take all phone calls standing up. The second way to avoid sitting is to get a standing desk. And I know I talk about this a lot, and I promise I don't get any commission on standing desks, so I won't say any brands, but they're so, so good because they allow your body to be in its normal, natural position with your body upright, your glutes nice and tense, shoulders going back into a good position, will take all the stress off the base of the spine. And you can start off with it doing sort of 15 minutes every hour. Do that for 8 times a day. Next week, you move to 20 minutes, then 25 minutes the following week. And so you're pretty much doing 45 minutes standing and just resting 15 minutes when you're sitting. So a lovely way to get your body in a good position. Not all of us have the luxury of having a standing desk. We do have the luxury of being able to, hopefully, well, most of us do, to be able to stand up and reset your spine, okay? The third thing that you want to be doing is when you are at home is making sure that when you are sitting, your knees are lower than your hips to avoid putting compression through the base of the spine. And also making sure that your shoulders are rolled back and your keyboard is pulled into your body as much as you can. If you are sitting on a sofa, don't. If you're sitting on your bed, please don't. It's going to cause so much problems with your back. Don't lie on your front on your bed. I know loads of students that we see, they say, oh yeah, I do all my work lying on my front. It's going to cause so much problems with your neck in that extension. It's going to cause the lumbar spine to go into more extension. So please make sure that you are doing some sort of sitting with your shoulders back and your knees lower than your hips. Keep it in the best position. And then that's what you could do when you are working from home. The other thing you want to do is just to make sure that your core is nice and stable, because we all have to sit at some point, whether we're traveling, whether we're working, whether we're looking after little ones. So sitting, if you can get your core strong, then when you are sitting, it's not going to cause so much compression through the joints and the discs. So the three things you want to be working on for that are a static hold plank. A plank is an amazing way to build stability through the spine, especially postural stability, holding for 10 to 30 seconds. I repeat 3 times. I'll include some links on a video of how we're doing these. And then you also want to work on something called a dead bug. So this is part of McGill's Big Three. McGill is one of the founders of core biomechanics, and he's the professor in lower back pain. He's an amazing guy, and the dead bug is one of his favorite exercises. So you can repeat that 2 to 3 times on each side. And again, I'll include a link on how you do this. But you start on your back, literally as a dead bug. Your hands go up in the air, so they're vertical. And then you're slowly lowering one leg down at a time, as if you were sort of cycling on your back. So just do it very, very slowly, one leg, and then very, very slowly lower leg. Ensuring, this is the most important bit, that your back is flat on the floor. So you push the spine down to the floor, make sure that curve isn't there. And that's going to engage all the abs, make sure everything stays in the right position. And then the third one will be the bird dog. So that's the reverse of the dead bug. So you're on your hands and knees. So those of you with knee pain may struggle with this. But making sure that you're sucking your tummy button in, the weight is stacked over the hands, and then you literally will do alternate legs. So you stretch the left arm out, stretch the right leg out, keeping that tummy button sucked in, and then do the same on the other side. And I repeat that 5 times each side. The main thing is to be nice and slow, nice and gentle. Making sure that you're not wobbling that back. Some people put a glass of wine in the small of their back, and if they spill it, then it means you're not doing it properly. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so that's great. And another mistake we're making when we think of core stability, avoid doing sit-ups. I had someone this week come in and say, yeah, I got absolutely beasted by a personal trainer who was in the army, and he made me do loads of sit-ups. Please don't do sit-ups. They've actually been taken out of Marine Corps, taken out of the army. So try and avoid doing those, please. They're not great. Okay, so lockdown back. Let's just get out of this lockdown back. We've had 2.5 years since lockdown. Let's try and put this, I know it's difficult to put behind us, but let's try and get this in the best, let's try and get this in the best place, and take away that. Get your body strong. Make sure when you're sitting, you're not worrying about what the house looks like. People don't care. I told this to my wife. And just make sure that you are sitting at a good position when you are sitting. All right. So we're on Black Friday this week. So the offers that we got going for Black Friday, we have got 3 60-minute massage sessions in Addlesden Clinic, and you get one free. So usually £300, £225. So a saving of £75. We've got number two, which is decompression therapy. Buy 3 sessions, get 3 free. Amazing. So that's £180 for 6 sessions. And then orthotics. Orthotics, this is amazing. This is a big one. Orthotics assessment. You come in, you see Mike and Ollie. They do a full gait scan, a static gait scan, a mobile gait scan to see how the weight is being distributed for your feet, how it's causing knee, hip, lower back issues, give you loads of feedback data about how your foot descends. Really, really useful for people who do a lot of walking and want to be active long term. These are usually £350. They're now at £199. So £199 for those. Get yourself a brand new pair of orthotics that are custom made for you. They've got a warranty for a whole year. So if they do start to twiddle a feather, then we can help with those. That's amazing. So if you need my help on that, please give us a shout. And we will catch you next week. I'm on a roll now. Let me know what you want next week. Bye now.